He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Now,
let me show you something. You know,
somewhere around here, we live is wrong, right? We live somewhere around here. Right now, seated in your chair, listening to the seminar, do you realize how powerful God is? I'm going to show you in a different sense. While you're seated in your seat, the earth is rotating on its axis. Speed of what? What's the speed of the earth when it's rotating? 1,000 miles per hour. 1,660. Your head spinning now? Is it spinning your head?
No.
Do you feel it now?
No.
This is amazing. At the same time, while it's spinning on its axis at 1,000 miles per hour around the sun, it's moving around the sun at the speed of 7,000 miles per hour. A gymnast, while the earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour and going around the sun at 67,000 miles per hour. Back to something? You don't even feel it. Milky Way in the galaxies, there are numerous asteroids and meteoroids. Okay? And it says that about 1 liter of our atmosphere every single day. Just imagine, 1 hour atmosphere every single day. Yet, did a big meteor. Just imagine, it's going at 67,000 miles per hour. Meteoroids everywhere. What's it? The power of God.
Amen.
Who is driving? Take a car. Take a racing car. That is miles per hour. Alright? And it's going through the Cologne or in the carbon market area without hitting anybody. It's somebody. Or like a driver in a racing car is blindfolded and going around the street, somebody. But God, in His amazing power, 67,000 miles, billions of meteorites coming every single day. Some are huge, some are small. But, and you are safe.
Amen.
And you are going to, you are eating, you're cooking, you know, you're taking a shower, you're taking care of your kids, and you are going to work. Keep thinking, man, the earth is going 67,000 miles per hour, and is somebody going to hit me or what? Never. You are totally resting in God's power. That is called the infinite power of God. Our God, absolutely trustworthy, and He is the governor of the universe. Now, together, do you know the smallest particle? You know, just imagine, everything what we create comes to an end. Jeepney, you know, after so many thousand miles, or motorcycles, so many thousand miles, that's going to break one day. But what about the earth? Spin. Or gasoline to go around at 67. You see what I mean? Whatever we make, it comes to an end. But how He protects us. Earth doesn't need maintenance, God does it. We can sleep well while the earth spins and goes around miles per hour. The first verse of the Bible, God created. If you believe that, the rest of the Bible is easy. Do you know the smallest, the atom? Now the atoms are made, I'm going to show you the smallest little thing, okay? Their atom is made out of protons, neutrons. If you have done physics, you will know what I mean. But I have a positive electrical charge, and electrons have a negative electrical charge. Now the central part of the atom is called the nucleus. the electrons, it goes around the orbits around the nucleus without any power. Atom cannot move without the power of God. You saw in a big way. An electron cannot orbit around the atom, okay, around the nucleus. Big things, small things we cannot see. God does all. Now give me one script of what I said. Turn with me to the book of Colossians. Chapter 1. Colossians. And it says here, for by him were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible, whether it's an atom or the things that we can see, dominions or the powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he, and in him all things consist. That means in together. The earth going at 67,000 miles per hour to another place is held together in Christ. Amazing. This much. But he told this by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, amazingly, that Christ, anything that happens to you is not by luck. It's by the providence of God. Bring for your life. It was planned in minute detail. 3. Romans chapter 11, 33. And it says here, oh, both the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are they finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, who has become his counsel, shall be repaid. Just imagine, unsearchable riches of God. Limited mind cannot comprehend the power of God. Now, power of God first, before I got into sovereignty of God. I'm doing this step by step so you can understand the sovereignty. Powerful. He can do anything, whatever he wants to. He is infinite. To understand the election and the power of God.